What's up, guys? This is actually last week's episode.
If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon. You can get it a week early if you contribute. And if not, enjoy this free episode.
Peace. Peace. Peace.
Peace. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Goodbye.
BTS just announced 2020 World Tour, baby!
Oy.
The boy band recently announced their new album, Map of the Soul 7, as a successor to Map of the Soul 6,
here you go.
Of course, here you comes go, after Map of the Soul 5.
Here you go, K-pop Twitter. Wow, we are so excited for the BTS 2020 World Tour.
I mean, and especially on the heels of their new album, Map of the Soul 7.
This is actually why we moved the tour, guys, so we can make room for BTS. We didn't want to take any ticket sales away from them, so we moved the tour to be nice.
We're trying to give them as much of an opportunity to shine as we possibly can.
Hey, first of all, real quick, fuck all you guys for making us feel like we're dweebs for being sad about it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It just turned into a roast.
I know.
We felt awful, and everyone's like...
I feel like I'm watching my parents tell me they're gay.
Sitting down with my two gay dads because I fucking peed on myself. That's all the comments were. Oh, you guys coming out? Oh, I don't want to hear it.
It was a sad moment. We don't like disappointing people. It's not.
So someone like had a weird like a comment that I didn't like consider it this way. He was like, "Bro, this is like when a band says, yo, we've toured the last album too much, so we just want to make a new one and we'll come back with the new one, and that's cool."
Bands say that?
I don't know, I guess. Either way, man.
That also probably disappoints people because then they're like, I want to hear the hits.
Look, either way, guys, thank you for being understanding. If you somehow don't know, we had to move the tour, just the U.S. leg.
Mm-hmm.
Just the U.S. leg.
Yeah.
International dates still happening as mm-hmm. scheduled, but the U.S. leg had to be moved to October. So head to the website. Check to see your new date. Your old ticket will work. If you need a refund, you absolutely will get it.
Hit up whoever you bought the tickets from.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, whatever. And you can get a refund there.
Yeah. So, you know, totally understand if you can't make it. But if you can make it now, please come out to the show. We're gonna make something special, man. And it's dope because we get to perform on Halloween again. And this time we can do it right.
Yeah,
because last time we just had a few pumpkins. It wasn't that spooky.
Yeah.
This time we can make it like, and yeah, I think it's the last show
on Halloween.
I think we end on Halloween.
Oh wow!
So we gotta go all out.
Yeah, maybe we'll do what Flatbush Zombies does, and we'll get some like lines attached to us.
Yeah,
and just in the middle of the set, start floating.
That'd be sick.
Freak people out a little bit.
Yes, wear a costume. You have all year to plan it. Wear a costume.
Yep.
Definitely wear a costume. And if you're one of those, I don't wear one.
Yeah.
All right. I was that guy for many years. I'm giving you a chance to wear a costume.
Yeah.
We both are.
Yeah.
So wear a fucking costume.
Yeah, be a sexy cop.
Yeah, be a sexy cop. Guys only, though.
Yeah.
Only the homies can be sexy cops.
Mm-hmm. I want to see. Yep.
I want to see all my boys sexy
uniform
cops.
Uniform crop tops.
Yeah. Fishnets, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see all my homies in fishnets.
Yep.
Yeah. Only hetero boys though.
Mm-hmm.
If you a gay man, you just gotta go regular gay cop. Just short shorts, kind of just Reno 911 shit. just boring gay cop. It's only the hetero boys in fishnets this year. It's a massive debate.
Or you could be a. I mean, I'm just gonna throw some other ones out there. You could be a salmon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not even a sexy one.
Just a regular salmon.
Yeah, just a salmon.
I'm trying to do
just come soaking wet.
Yeah.
How did you even?
This is my costume.
What are you soaking wet?
Oh, because you know usually you're dry. So today I'm soaking wet.
Hours later, he's still wet. How are you doing this?
I don't know, dude. it's just part of who I am.
Really nervous about this costume. It kind of works.
Sweaty people have a. You got a costume this year, just being yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to wipe up.
Yeah, go out as pit stains.
All right, man. I know you wanted to start with the relationship advice.
Hey, if you want to talk about something else, we can.
Yeah, no, I got Black Mirror season 12 mapped out.
What is it?
Already. I actually read this article, and just bear with the boring shit for a second. I promise it's crazy. So the Binance, the crypto exchange.
Yep.
This We had to leave the windows open because Chili took a dookie.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He took a big diarrhea on fat the floor, dookie, and that stinks.
Yeah, I guess we work by a Lamborghini dealership. I never knew that.
Of course we do, man. Yeah. What do you mean? We're on Rodeo.
Yeah. Our studio's on Rodeo. We're the only podcast on Rodeo, man.
Right above Balenciaga?
Yeah. Our studio rent is $15 million a month.
It's in a retail space, actually. Yeah. It's on the first floor. If you look in the windows on Rodeo, you'll find us. Yeah. Just sitting there.
In a big old glass soundproof shield. We built an LP Tech Shield unit in a Balenciaga store on Rodeo.
That's how fucking rich we are, yeah. You guys. You don't get it.
One person's going to go to Rodeo and be like, I'm looking for the podcast.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
No, so he tweets this clip, and it's the CEO of Binance. Okay. So he's in like a lot of the Bizanachi videos. Mm-hmm. And it's a deep fake. It's just a media. It's just synthesized media of his face in like a kung fu movie. And it creeped me out because it's one of the better ones I've seen.
Okay.
And the shot is like, the camera is like, it. I don't know if it's not like steady, but it's like going around a group of people, and you can't see the break in the deep fake.
Okay.
Like his face looks fucking perfect on the actor, and he's talking, and the actor's doing a lot of fast motions, and it's his face, and it's perfect. So the article is about how media synthesis is like the next big thing. They're like, oh, blockchain was a big deal for the last 5 years. The next thing is media synthesis, and specifically being able to monetize media, like your face. And the example he used was like the Peloton girl was a good example where, you know, Ryan Reynolds was smart for using her right away. He was like, I see a future where synthesized media will be so fast that a person like that, if they have a viral moment, any ad company could be like, would you like to be featured in this ad? And then a person acts as a plate shot for the person, and they just synthesize the actor to the plate person.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
So whatever. So who knows how long that'll take.
Yeah. It's not sick, but it's also sick.
Yeah. And it is a dope concept. But then he was saying like,
it's going to fucking destroy. It's going to ruin the integrity of advertising completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
I mean, everything.
Fucking
though.
Brad Pitt's face on an M&M and they did it overnight. And it's just, oh. Imagine just the stupid shit that's going to happen because of that.
That was my first thing is like, imagine like just getting devalued instantly.
Yeah.
By like, you get a viral moment in ad companies. Dude, what if like, I started getting like weird like thoughts about like, what if like an agency, like when you sign to them, they can license out your face for media synthesis?
That's what it's gonna be. Totally. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. I mean, you're going to have to own your face.
Yeah.
And then and the rights to use your face. And then just, people will buy those from you or own them.
You just wake up in commercials you don't agree with?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, what if you...
I don't...
Some actors really struggling and they just sell all rights to their face forever?
Oh, yeah, you know, man, Brad Pitt, after he signed the rights away to his face, that motherfucker fell off. He's in everything. Pedialyte, Gerber,
yeah, dude,
Bounty.
He's like the fucking spokesperson for like a herpes medication, yeah, or some shit.
Yeah, just...
Oh, wait, that's a sketch, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. There's also like,
oh, what's that from?
I don't know.
Damn, that'd be so funny. He was walking down the grocery store and he sees his face on diarrhea meds.
Yeah. Well, the next day, like,
what the fuck?
You know, that whole fucking meme. Someone, this isn't a movie or whatever. Or I think it actually happened, but like a boxer advertising like pain pills after they get knocked out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The next day, like hella Advil commercials.
Yeah,
I'm Mike Tyson.
Yeah, and he's like, come on, man.
I'm Donald Cowboy Cerrone, and I got my shit clapped last night. You know, the first thing I got was fucking Advil Extra Strength. So whatever. So,
and now I'm here to tell you about the softness of these baby blankets that I need to nurse myself,
my
nurse
fat
my
fucking broken nose back to
back
health.
Back to health.
Yeah, man. So then he started going in on like, you know, your face will become like almost like currency, like it's going to have value, and which I didn't think that was like a genius observation. That kind of is the case already. Like, that's an actor, right? Like, an actor's valuable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever.
But way more so now because you don't have to physically be there.
So I just started thinking of like really stupid shit. One, I was like, yo, I want someone to take The Bachelor, a whole season of The Bachelor, but synthesize The Bachelor's face onto all the girls and then rename all the girls to the dude. So he's just dating himself for like 12 seasons. And see if anyone is like into it. But then the thing I want, so he kind of touches on like AI articles and AI media. And like, I've seen like AI generated journalism, it's bad. But So someone did a media synthesis just with audio with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Any computer science nerds.
So good.
Yeah, listen to the podcast. I want you, now we have what? We have like over 100 episodes.
Yes.
No, I want someone to synthesize an episode based on our audio.
Yep.
That's one.
Yep.
Two, take our faces from like all the videos we've done and synthesize us into a weird space, right?
Yeah.
Like onto two actors.
Yeah.
You know?
Having a fake conversation.
Yes.
That was all synthesized.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Somebody fucking do that, please.
Comp sci nerd.
If you're a stupid little nerd.
If you're a stupid little back-end developer, little dumb
if
fucking.
If you're a puny little back-end bitch boy, please do that.
Yeah.
Please.
If you're a dumb fucking cognitive science major, put that together, you fucking idiot.
We beg you, you stupid little nerd.
You stupid little fucking dumbass playing with computers all day.
Well, come on, you little bitch. Do it.
One of my boys and I used to like just roll stand up. He, dude, Jose Raymond, shout out to the man. He would say, I would say some shit about the computer, and he'd be like, can you do that for me? And I'm like, bro, you don't know how to do this on a computer? He's like, man, I grew up in the hood. I wasn't finger fucking computers like you.
Finger fucking.
And I just thought about just being in like a floppy drive with two
greasing
fingers.
Greasing up your fingers and just into the CD drive.
Hey, mama.
Pressing the CD disc tray out and then putting it back in.
Slip. Ooh.
Forcing it back in against the engine. Come on.
Noel, softer. Ow. You're hitting my back wall. Ow. It's okay. It's okay.
You're hitting my C drive.
I'm to capacity. Please stop. You can take it.
No, please do that. Fuck the Twitter account. No, don't fuck the Twitter account because that's really funny. But the tweet bots are old news.
People. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got the tiny meat bot and it is funny.
Yeah.
But we need real conversation.
Yeah.
We need us having a full on conversation about whatever it is that we fucking talk about. I don't know what it is.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, we'll see what we talk about because it'll learn.
Uh-huh.
Feed it all the episodes and let's see.
That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah.
And then we just inevitably fire ourselves from our job because when this synthesized.
This is a great idea for like the show. Like, I wonder if we could actually pay someone to do this.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in two orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
What?
For the live show, like, create an asset like this where it's like,
oh yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Damn, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Do we? I mean, we got to leave this in, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah, we gotta yeah.
I'm just saying that's a great idea.
Yeah. So if you're a comp sci nerd, if you're an AI nerd, hit us up because
we
want to do something fucking crazy. That'd be dope.
We'll pay you, you little bitch.
Yeah, we'll pay you, you dumb bitch.
Fine, you drive a hard bargain. We'll pay you.
He does not even say anything. He's just at home listening, like, oh, yeah, this is very easy.
Yep. Sick.
Oh, I'm paid?
Fine, $1 million.
Fine, twist our arm. $10 trillion. Yeah, so So that's what Black Mirror season 10 is going to be. It's just
what's it going to be?
10 episodes of a synthesized podcast.
That sounds like it sucks.
You say that, but then...
That's the Joe Rogan one once was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
So, you know...
I've been listening to a fair amount of Rogster recently.
Have you?
Yeah, he's got a lot of... He had Robert Downey Jr. on the podcast.
Yeah, he gets insane guests, dude. He's just got the power of Fear Factor and TV and all.
I mean, he's got the biggest show in the world, right? I was talking about this with someone this weekend. It's the biggest show in the world.
I don't know the stats, but it could be very easily.
I think it probably is. I mean, you think about how many episodes he does a week. He gets millions of hits per episode.
I mean, yeah, he has to be. He has
to be. It's the biggest show in the world. It's got to be bigger than fucking Game of Thrones and like...
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
As far as reach.
Reach, sure. Yeah, I agree with that.
Not as far as... I don't know. Not as far as like license fees and like...
If you're looking at like global shit... It's like a global. This is
that's global. You his think? Show's global.
He's global,
he's
man.
He's global.
He's the biggest.
I mean, I don't know. I just think I think it's really fucking fascinating that like
yeah,
a comedian starts a show and is.
I mean, his whole career is super interesting.
Yeah,
it's just you know, to start from MMA commentary when the UFC was in like a garage.
Yeah,
and he's just like the guy. You ever seen him with hair?
Yeah.
Weird as fuck.
Very weird.
When he's young.
Yeah. He's one of the dudes that, like, being bald really suits him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's part of his, like, character, you know?
Uh-huh. 100%. So you watched the fight this weekend.
Yeah, what did you think about the Conor
fight? I'm proud
of
you. I'm proud of you.
It was awesome.
You were tuned in.
We watched, like, I mean, we watched, like, 5 or 6 fights before that, too.
You watched the whole thing. Wow. Give it up for the boy. He sat through a whole UFC card.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't not like watching fighting. I just don't, like, follow it.
I don't know.
But if it's on, I'm there.
I thought, the violence made you uncomfortable or something.
No, I love it.
No. I love to see.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing violence. I'm just not a violent person.
Yo, that Olenek, the Russian dude, who's, like, a master of, like, the Ezekiel choke.
Mm.
He was like that big lumbering old guy who like tapped out that younger fighter.
Yeah.
That dude, like, it was just funny because Rogan was talking about that shit, and it's so true. Guys that like grapple for years, they just get like this crazy finger strength, like especially when they do like gi grappling.
Okay.
Oh man, so like him just like tapping from the neck crank, you just know that fool, like the pressure just from the skill. Like, imagine just being in front of thousands of people getting your fucking esophagus just cut off. Just, I got this. I don't have it.
Yeah.
And then, no. Who tapped with their foot? That was a different guy. Anyway, yeah. Conor fight. It was cool, but it was a layup. Like,
I mean, it was, it was almost like too fast. I was like, oh, man.
I mean,
really?
Look, I have so much respect for Cowboy. It's just his last few fights he had. He's just been looking a little worn, you know, like, and so
you couldn't even see how he looked in that fight.
That's what I mean. But like going into it, there was skepticism because, and even the way he was talking was just like really depressing.
Okay. Like, what was he saying?
Like, just sort of the pre-fight interviews, he was just a little bit like, ah, man, you know, I just want to go in there. And like, it wasn't like this, like, yeah, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to go win. Like, you could just feel even he was like, yeah, it's a toss up. I might do it. Or I might not.
Yeah.
You know, and I watched a pretty interesting breakdown where people were this dude was pointing out that Cowboy kind of has like this like habitual way of covering up against the fence. And he's like, he leaned into it. And this guy was thinking that maybe Conor studied it. Because after he threw that knee and Cowboy backed into the fence, Conor just like pivoted and like just lasered him with that left behind his head. And like, you know, almost like he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was,
the shoulder thing was really
the shoulder strike. Yeah, well, it's crazy because people do that, but they don't do it like that. Like they don't get low and like come up. It's pretty.
He busted his nose like that. I feel like
broke his nose. Yeah,
with the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus.
When you watch
like,
the replay,
right off the bat, it's like you got fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I already tweeted this, but you know, at new Eminem album, Conor won. You know, the Call of Duty kids was going off, dude.
Yeah,
they. It was going in this
good weekend
week.
For white boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I guess while we're on the topic,
what
did you think of the Eminem album? Did you listen to it?
I did not.
You didn't listen to it?
I have to come around to it. I'm just, you know, I'm not the biggest.
I didn't like it.
I'm not the biggest M fan.
I didn't
if I'm
like
being
it.
Straight. I'm just not. I'm just not.
Some of the choruses on that fucking thing. I know I said this when Kamikaze came out.
Mm.
Man, his chorus game is still stuck back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in
yeah, yeah, nah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I liked a lot of the songs. Like, I thought they had, I don't know, like, the beats were really great. The production's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And, like, I thought a lot of the stuff he was saying was really cool, and he sounds good on it. Like, he raps super fucking fast on Godzilla, which is, like, always fun to listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
But then, dude, one of the songs, it's just like, I love my stepdad. Or maybe I hate my stepdad. Hold on, I gotta play it.
Maybe, who knows? I mean,
just real quick, hold on.
No, go for it. I'm not a massive. That's why it's so weird for me that Griselda is signed to.
For real.
That's not a joke?
No.
Ooh.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I listened to the song. Doesn't sound like a joke.
All right. Wow. Okay, well, you know, whatever. He hates his stepdad. I'll let him have it.
A 13-year-old could make that same song.
Maybe that's the thing, though. Eminem is coming full circle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like he's, like, done the arc.
Yeah.
And now he has to come back.
Yeah.
To where he started.
Yeah.
With I Hate My Stepdad.
Yeah.
What, bro, Black Mirror Season 12, uh-huh. Episode 1, rapper simulates his childhood for an album.
Okay.
And he regresses into full baby. So he dresses like a baby Goo Goo Gaga, and they hire an actor to play his father.
Okay.
And he relives all his childhood moments for inspiration.
To
write the album.
And it's called I Hate My Stepdad.
I Hate My Stepdad, yeah. Yeah. But here's the twist.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
He never grew up.
Whoa.
And he's still been living with his stepdad in a controlled environment where he's continued to get abused.
Okay.
And his whole career as a musician is a farce. And he's actually just in a VR headset in his dad's basement.
So it's like the Matrix.
Yeah, he's a big fat man baby getting fed G Fuel.
Okay.
While his dad sits there and abuses him.
Wow.
Psychologically.
Yeah, so it's like
retaining control of him.
And his stepdad's just an abusive.
Yeah.
And stepdad is actually writing a rap album about
abusing his son. Call I Hate You Because You Look Like My Ex.
Yeah.
And then his ex.
That's actually the Truman Show. So that's actually people watching him on a TV write that album. Knowing the way that this show goes, though, I feel like that's probably one of the episodes.
It's gotta be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already listening to us. They took all of our ideas.
Yeah.
two bros falling in love in Fortnite. That's us, dude.
Yeah.
You took that from us. You owe us a check for that. That was our shit.
Yep.
I couldn't believe that, man. That whole fucking... You haven't watched it yet, have you?
Which one?
Striking Vipers.
No, I watched it.
You did?
Just Kiss Me, man.
I never watched it. I never fucking watched it.
What the fuck? We have to watch that for a bonus episode.
Damn. Yeah, we should. I'm down.
Just Kiss Me, man.
I got distracted, you know?
Yeah, with all the other engaging
quality
content
television, like Love Island.
Ah, are you caught up?
Well, there's one episode that I haven't seen yet. So I saw the twins get split up, Twiddledees and Twiddledumper.
Oh boy. Is that what you say at home?
Yeah, I said that at home.
Yeah, very casually say that.
Yeah.
Tweedledees and Twiddledumper.
Twiddle, they sucked, man.
Twiddle cans and twiddle dump.
They sucked, those twins.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They're the most void of personality.
Wait, where are you at? Hold on.
So one of them got
yeah. Yeah.
Ousted.
Okay, yeah.
And so that's the episode that I watched. Now there's one more that happened last night, I guess, that I haven't seen yet.
I haven't seen that one either.
Okay, so we're in the same place.
Yeah. Yo, bro, that guy Naz, the short guy.
Yeah.
I
feel so bad for that dude.
Or Nas, however you want to say it. Well, I did, but when he was roasting Callum and Connor for having no game, I was crying. First of all, from laughter and pain, because that's just completely, that's my whole life experience, being 5'8", telling taller dudes they have no game.
When they're the ones in a couple and he's not.
But what he was saying was fucking true. And do you remember what he said?
No, what did he say?
He was like, he was like to Callum, he was like, he's like, they love you because like you're tall and like they're gonna listen to anything you say. This is you. I'm really happy in a couple. You stiff, mate. And then like he impersonated Callum like to a fucking T. Like he's like, I don't know what to do about Shauna. He's like, that's you. And he starts laughing and then he starts making fun of Connor.
They are kind of both fucking hopeless.
Yeah, they're
just sitting there like, I'm so scared. Yeah. This taller guy has walked into the villa and he's going to steal my bitch. And then it fucking happens. It's like, dude, just stop sitting around. Go fucking talk to her maybe.
So Sophie walks by and then he's sitting with Connor and the Adonis dude.
Connor.
Connor with a G.
Yeah.
And he looks at fucking original Connor. He's like, go talk to her then. Go chat to her. In front of the fucking guy. He's like, he says, you're going to have a chat with her then. And then, like, Connor with a G walks away because he's, like, weird and uncomfortable. And then original Connor's like, mate, with his big-ass teeth. And then Naz is, like, egging him on. He's like, go talk to her. He's like, all right, I'm going to chat with her. He's like, all right, I'm going to chat with her. And he, like, mimics his fucking dentures.
I don't remember that.
Dude, it's, like, a fucking...
Damn, I must have been on my phone or some shit.
Bro, I was hysterical. And then he has this follow-up, and he's like, I've got sauce. Okay, and he like does this whole thing. He's like, I'm just waiting for a nice lady to put on. And I'm like,
Nas said that?
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I kind of believe him.
Oh, I believe it too. He's a little bit too nice.
Uh-huh.
But he's great. And he like, dude, they've been ripping on him for being short.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of fucked up. Like it hasn't really happened like this in other seasons, at least.
Uh-uh.
And there have been like shorter people other seasons, but this time like in the game, when they were like,
you're afraid of heights?
Yeah, afraid of heights.
Oh.
It was like they were playing a game where whoever you're coupled up with, they had to talk to each other a lot before the game. And during the game, they'd ask some questions. It's a classic, just shitty reality TV. I can't believe I'm actually describing this right now. So it was really funny and quirky. So they would ask them questions, and then each of them would have to say what the answer was for the other person.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So the girl that was coupled up with this short dude, she was asked, what's his greatest fear? And she wrote heights as a joke to like bully him.
And he was like, it's all right.
What did he say? He was like,
I don't know.
He's like, everything else about me is perfect. So I can deal with the height.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
But you know what's crazy? He's probably like 5'10".
He looks a little short. Maybe like, just because everyone else is tall. But
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You think he's like 5'8"? There's no
way.
I
think he might be like 5'7", 5'8".
Nah, I don't think they cast a 5'8".
Let's check it out. What's his name? Nas?
Yeah. Nas. Nasir.
It's the second fucking...
Oh, it's the that's second brutal. Fucking
Google.
That's
come fucking on, man.
Brutal, dude.
5'7".
Oh, well then. Okay, I get it.
He looks small. You like his face is small.
Yeah, but I thought he was like, you know, just being trumped because of everyone else in there. You know what I'm saying? That fool Connor with a G, weirdly shy.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Look at this.
Hold
on a sec here.
Wait
a tick. Wait just a tick. Disgusting behavior. This is on the Daily Mail. Love Island fans hit out at the girls for their treatment of Nas as Shauna snaps at him before Jess makes a dig at his height.
Ah, standing up for us then.
It's all about the game where he...
Ooh. Ooh.
It was pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Like, no, I watched that, and there was a Shauna said some shit, too.
I mean, they all crack on him for being tiny.
Yeah, but she said some shit, I forget what it was, where I was like, damn, that's just not even funny. It's, like, kind of yeah. fucked up.
Yeah, a lot of them.
It's
yeah.
just straight, like, bullying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all treat him like shit.
And so, everyone laughed it off, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was super cold. It's all right, Nas. We holding out for you, bro.
It's blame Twitter, man. That's Twitter culture come to life right there.
Yeah, just hating on a short dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw something the other day. Some lady said 5'8 and below is just too short for anyone. I was like, fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck you. It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. We'll continue.
It's all right. We got personality. Personality.
Everything else is better, so like, I could deal with it. I could deal with it.
Everything else about me is an 8, so 8 or up.
So I could deal with it. I could deal with it.
Yeah, Connor's teeth are... That dude's got some pearly whites.
Some chompers.
He's got some chompers. He's got some... fuck, dude, they're way too big for his fucking head.
Oh, that's crazy. It's crazy.
He said he flew to fucking Thailand or some shit to get them done. I was like, no shit, dude.
Yeah, they look crazy, man. They look crazy.
They forgot the part where they sand them down.
Yeah, they look like fucking ivory straight up.
Yeah.
And then Sophie just seems like a string of sound.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't like...
I really don't like her.
She doesn't close her mouth yeah. when she speaks.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just thought it's nice. Like, it's... Yeah, and dude, the fucking... what's the guy... With Shauna.
Oh, Callum? His accent's crazy.
His accent, what the fuck? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He sounds like this when he speaks. No, he sounds like this.
English Twitter going to light you up for this one. They're going to
no,
light you up
for
that.
That's what I hear. I can't hear it. It sounds like, because he speaks all like in his throat or something.
Scaffolder.
Scaffolder.
I'm a scaffolder.
All I hear is the sounds in between.
Like Shauna. It's like, it's real. Like, yeah, it's like up in the throat. Yeah, yeah. I love him, man. Fucking tall ass Shia LaBeouf. That's what he is.
Oh, he's great. I think he's one of my favorites because he's like one of the most genuine dudes. I feel like
he's genuinely always playing both sides.
that, but he's also like, I guess he's charismatic. He's not genuine. I would
say
he's charismatic.
He's charismatic for sure. Yeah.
Some people like fucking. What Sophie, it's like, oh, everything she says is she rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, man, when she was like getting into Mike's ass about like criticizing Connor with a G.
Yeah.
I was like, that's between them, bro.
Yeah.
That don't concern you.
And like the fact that she walked into the room from elsewhere to make that happen, it was like they were already sitting beside each other. He was just giving him his opinion.
And like, I just feel it's like, why are you getting all the whole time about it? And Mike was like, yeah, I'm just giving him my opinion.
Yeah.
And she like didn't get that and then she like walked away. Yeah.
And then he goes, I apologize because, you know, sometimes as a man, you gotta like realize that like that's what good people do, they apologize. And yeah. I was like, you're just apologizing so you can come in here and do that interview where you say you're a good person.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, man. Hey, you know he's built his shit because he stands next to Connor with a G and he's just as wide.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
that dude's
wide
jacked.
As shit.
That dude's jacked.
I love how Connor with a G has the he got the charisma of a shy 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
He's just always like bucking his arms, yeah. Like, you like that then?
Yeah.
It's great.
And girls will compliment him and he'll like,
yeah.
He'll smile way too hard.
Trying to pull it in.
Really? You think?
You think I'm tall?
You think I'm tall? Oh, sorry. I just cummed in my jeans.
Scaffolder. Big scaffolder. Paige's accent is crazy. The lisp and the heavy Irish.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Chan shit. What are you talking? Chat shit.
She's really hard to understand,
the,
too.
The TH, man. She'd be hitting that shit. Hort.
Yeah.
Hort.
And then Callum comes over.
Almost scaffolder. That's the only word I can say right that he says.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to the Scottish. Is it Scottish?
I think he's like just northern.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's just as a North American. That's what I hear.
And you know what you sound like to them?
What? Yeah, I sound like. Oh, no, I sound like, yeah, what the fuck, man? That's what I sound like, probably. It's like this is what I sound like. I hate my stepdad. That's what I sound like to them.
We sound dumb as hell because we speak slowly.
No, we don't.
Compared to English people, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, we say the words like this.
Yeah.
English people are like.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what he sounds like.
I'm joking. That's just being an asshole. No, English people speak way faster, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Way quick. And I was fucking busting up laughing. Alina and I went into this fucking English store in like Santa Monica. It's like Ye Old King's Head. So there's like a store. They sell like British shit in there.
With the bar attached to it?
I think so.
By the pier?
Yeah.
On Santa Monica Boulevard by ocean.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a giant pub, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like connected to it. Yeah. There's like a shop.
Yeah. I've watched soccer at that, or football.
So, like, we go in there, and she's geeking because there's all this, like, English. I don't fucking. I was dying because somebody roasted me for eating Monster Munch, and I laughed. I'm like, is that like a euphemism for, like, pussy?
Yeah.
And no, it's like an actual chip called Monster Munch. So, whatever. So, we're in there. Alina's, like, super stoked. We go up to the counter.
That's a ridiculous name. Sorry.
Yeah. We go up to the counter, and the lady's like, you had all these crisps? I'm like, oh, yeah, like, she's had, like, I didn't even finish my sentence. She's like, great. She, like, puts the receipt in my bag. She's like, cheers, goodbye. It was the most English shit ever. Cheers, fuck off. I'm like, yes, I'll take my bag and I'll go fuck myself. Thank you very much. Cheers, goodbye. She went like that with her hand, too. Receipt in the bag, dismiss me. Cheers, goodbye.
It's like raining in the store. Yeah. Ah, fucking rain again.
Cheers, goodbye.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Get out of here.
I'm like, what are you doing, man? I'm a scaffolder.
Dude, speaking of Monster Mush.
Munch?
What is it? Monster Mush?
Munch.
Monster Bush?
Monster Bush, yeah.
Speaking
of eating Monster Puss.
I want to thank DoorDash for sponsoring.
Sponsoring. I think you're going to do it.
Hey, guys. This episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Yo, Kyle, how's the dog? Yeah? Still alive? Let's hope, man. Let's hope.
Wait,
so let me tell you a story about him. He we were at like we brought him to this like outdoor like bar type area,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a restaurant, but they allow dogs, and so like you know there was like four other dogs out outside on this patio.
Yeah.
So we bring him there, and he's like visiting with my friends and everything, and then like I look down, and there's a joint on the ground right by him. And some dude was like, hey, where's my joint? And I was like, is this it? And he's like, yeah, dude, if your dog ate that, I would have been pissed. And I was like, don't fucking drop your fucking joint on the ground where there's dogs. Anyways.
Such an LA thing to say. Yo, if your dog's like canine instincts kicked in and fucking ate some shit,
yeah,
I'll be fucking pissed, dude.
I'm going to have to go back to MedMen on Abbott Kinney.
And spend another fucking $80 for a gram, yeah. Dude.
By the way, you ever been to a MedMen?
I just drive by it and I just get angry.
Yeah, let's talk about that afterwards for a second. But because it's like the Apple Store of weed.
More, yeah.
It's so stupid. Yeah. Anyways, we don't talk about it. Anyways, yeah, no. So I don't know if Chili got into it or not. Not really sure. But I think you know there was other shit on the ground out there. Apparently, never taking him back there ever again.
Yeah.
Because we get home and he's like relaxing now. Granted, he's, like, never gotten sick before. Like, we've had him for, like, you know, 3 months by this point. Never had diarrhea, which apparently is totally an anomaly because they get it all the time. Puppies do.
Word.
So he's sitting on our laps, and all of a sudden he wakes up and starts freaking the fuck out. So we're like, okay. So we take him outside, and he pukes.
Mm.
And then we take him back inside, and he's standing up, and he can't fucking stand up. He's, like, wobbling and looking at us and, like, barking, but, like, barking softly and like, tailing off, and he can't really focus on us. And we're like, oh, this dude's, like, high or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he did get into this thing.
Wow.
So we brought him to the ER, and they basically, like, tested him. It was like, he's fine. Maybe something. Maybe he ate something, and he's, like, being a little weird. So they, like, gave him some anti-nausea shit and some fluids, and then slept and ended up being fine. But then the next day, he had a reaction to the anti-nausea shit that made him think that he had to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds.
So he just like a fucking water pistol, just fucking.
Dude, but he didn't have any piss.
Oh, so he's just lifting up.
No, he's like, so he still pisses like a girl because he's okay. 4 months old.
Got it.
So he like would walk around a circle, piss like, you know, a dollop of pee.
Yeah.
and then stand back up and do it again. I felt it just looked like torture, man. Imagine just feeling like you have to go pee constantly, but not being able to satisfy that feeling.
Just so bad. Come on. Yeah,
Ollie's like high as a kite the night before, and now he's got this piss issue, and now he's got diarrhea. He's just had a rough couple weeks.
Yeah, Ollie, the vet is like, that fool will not go inside, dude. He can smell it. I don't know, months of abuse on the street, man. He just doesn't. He's everything scares the shit out of him, which works in our favor.
But when you pick him up and take him to the vet, does he like?
Oh, he's like
try to get out of your arms.
No, no, no. He just like sits there and like shakes. Well, this is what I was getting up to. So we took him to the vet once. This fool, he got so nervous. He was like standing on the table, and I was like, "You want to go down? Like that? I let you relax. I take him off the table," and he like I've never seen before. He just squats down and he hits like a fucking three-pointer diarrhea, just like fucking and just drenches the floor in this shit like crazy. And we're like looking at him, we're like, he's literally never done that. And then they're like, yeah, sure. We're trying to be like, no, he did. And the guy's like, yeah, no, it's cool, it's fine. And then after doing that, he does the double header, just fucking just pukes after. We're like, Jesus fuck, dude. He never did it again. He's been fine since then. Like that first rodeo.
Yeah.
The anxiety got to him somehow. I don't know. And it was.
Maybe that's what it is today with him, because he was shaking violently in this fucking new car seat that I bought him.
Uh huh.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Would not fucking calm down. He's trying to climb out of this thing. He's yeah. tethered in.
Yeah.
So he's like hanging.
Yeah.
And fucking like a
yeah.
yeah. Like a goddamn like zombie.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to drive and he's like hanging over the fucking thing. I'm like, just relax, dude. It's gonna be a lot more comfortable for you if you just sit down. Maybe that's what it is. He's so stressed that he just diarrheaed on the floor.
I still take a risk every now and then and just drive them in my lap. It's the dumbest shit I could do. Only short distances though.
Yeah, but he's pretty relaxed.
Ollie?
Like, will he start climbing around and pressing buttons and shit?
He just sits.
Yeah. So then it's not that dangerous.
I mean, I just clutch him.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's welcome to the Dog Dad Podcast. The fuck were we gonna say? Oh, the yeah.
Dog Dad Cast.
So let's just get right into it. I don't even have the jingle. You got the jingle?
I mean, I could find it.
Wait, hold on.
I have it. Wait, ready? Boom.
Hold up. What is this? This is relationship advice.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. No, not that.
Dope.
What do we got?
I couldn't. Let me see if I can find this. All right, let me see if I can get the actual post. Fuck comfort zones 42. All right. Humor. Yeah, she removed it.
I wonder if it's because the person found out. Probably.
Yes. So I screen capped this against, you know, their will. I don't want to get in a situation like Jen and Julian did where we're like talking about some shit from Reddit and you're not supposed. But the relationship
it's Reddit, dude.
I guess the subreddit they were on had like some like rules about the shit. There are no rules.
They had rules, but also like
whatever. That's not for us. There are no rules as far as I'm concerned. But basically, this fucking story is my 22-year-old female boyfriend.
What website is this off of?
REDDIT.
Okay.
It's a scaffolding website.
Okay.
It's for scaffolders.
Okay, keep going.
There's a lot of it. Oh, dude, we lost scaffolding.
Do you know it? Do you see what I'm saying? You nailed. It's perfect.
I've come to chat to Sean and like, I'm not quite sure like the way I feel and like, are you feeling it? All right, so my 22-year-old female boyfriend, 22-year-old male farts are ruining our relationship. I thought this would be here tomorrow. See, this is like the exclusive shit. You can't get this anywhere else.
Yeah,
now.
No, this is
a fucking holographic Charizard of Reddit posts, man.
I really hope that this chick didn't post this and then her boyfriend saw it so she deleted it and finally they've diffused this issue and now we're just going to reignite the flame.
We're gonna wind them up. Yeah,
all right, so read it.
My boyfriend of 4 months has uncontrollably rancid farts. I've been on a road trip with him and two other people, 19 and 21, for 3 weeks now, and I'm at my breaking point. Today in particular was nauseating. Was it be nauseating?
Nauseating.
We've been on a 9-hour drive, and every time he farts, he proceeds to laugh maniacally and locks the windows. Fucking dope. Dope. This is what you get for dating a frat, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
I can't.
You should also, that's funny, like, once.
Yeah. No, repeatedly? That's
not funny.
I can hear the Joker laugh now. This is the origin story of the Joker.
Yeah, some people just want to watch the world stink.
The farts raise the temperature in the car. No, he's just turning on the heater to be an asshole. That's the part you're missing.
No, it's funny to think of his farts actually being that hot.
Yeah, just like...
Just
like
hot fucking...
Infrared, just fucking a red gas.
Yeah,
consuming the car. The farts raise the temperature in the car considerably, make my eyes water. Damn, so they're spicy.
Nice. You can taste it.
They got fucking curry powder in that bitch.
Yeah.
And on multiple occasions have made me gag and nearly vomit.
Oh my god.
Damn, bro.
This guy's got
He's got a weapon.
Yeah, this guy's got some power.
His stomach is a weapon, bro. It's registered.
Yeah.
So he got a serial number on it.
It's potent.
He has a fucking limit on how much shit he can eat. Because it passed a certain point, it's like he needs federal permit to be eating that much curry because of what comes out of his ass.
Yeah. He'd get his intestines licensed.
I keep telling him to change his diet or go to gastrointestinal specialist because I cannot take it anymore. Oh my god, man. Let my significant other tell me you need to see a gastrointestinal specialist in an argument. See how I react.
If someone legit told me that, I'd be like, I do have a problem.
I would.
If you have bad farts for months at a time, that's not natural.
This has been happening for months. Look, I understand once in a while letting one rip, but this is constant. In the car, in front of my parents, during sex, that's a no-no, bro.
And every time he just laughs. Many times he farts into his hand and throws.
Well, if you can ball up your fart. Is this fool an avatar?
Oh, hit me so hard, man.
Is this full Aang? Like the fucking style bender? Like he can fart into his hand and throw it at you like a snowball? Yeah. Just Dragon Ball Z. Skin melting off.
Curveball.
Yeah.
Directly into the nose. You ever seen that video? We might have even watched this before on the podcast, but that video from that like Japanese game show of them like looking at a dude farting on infrared camera and he's trying to escape his own farts.
Oh yeah.
And they're testing like what the best way to escape your fart is.
I've definitely seen that clip, but I don't think we watched it on the podcast.
We should bring that up afterwards. It's so funny.
And every time he just laughs, many times he farts into his hand, throws it. Now I'm trying not to be unreasonable. I love him a lot. He's a perfect man for me. I don't care that he farts a lot. I cannot handle the smell. And this is where my screenshot cut off.
Damn it. I want to know the comments. This is what I think. Some actual advice. Oh, yeah. No, we do have the comments.
I'm starting to find him disgusting.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Okay, so they're, you know, some people are stating that you could argue this is a form of abuse.
What? I mean, I guess.
People saying you're worth more, aim higher. He's a little kid.
I mean, let's not. Okay, let's.
These are like full on essays, man. People writing, dude. People got MLA formatted.
Let's not get confused. Farts are fucking hysterical.
Yeah, yeah.
They absolutely are. Yeah. Probably one of the funniest things on planet Earth are farts. But in just like anything that's funny, you can't overdo it.
You can't kill the bit.
You can't kill the bit. And this guy sounds like he's overdoing it a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as to say this is abuse. It just seems like it's kind of like a
childish.
Like you leave food out all the time and
yeah,
you know, that's that. It's just like an annoyance. Like this dude is a child, and the smell is fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's on the guy just to stop doing that.
This is some Dr. Phil ass shit right there. Why don't you tell your boyfriend to stop?
To stop farting.
Don't fart anymore. Fucking, here's what I say you do. I say, you're like, babe, I want to try something different. He's like, all right. You say, you so into farting. I want you to fart on my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
No. What?
Okay. Go ahead.
And then, you know, he's like, all right. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You want me to fart? Yeah. Yeah. You turn around. I want you to fart on my face. And then when he turns around, you get one of those Nair you get a Nair strip covered in wax, and you just smack it right on his asshole.
Okay.
Right along the hair of his asshole.
Okay. You and say, you shave his ass?
No, no, you just leave it on. Mm. You say, you want to fart again? Go ahead, tear that thing off. Then you can fart again. And it's just like a, it's like a reminder. So, like, he's going to have to go through some pain to get back to where he was. And he'll make him appreciate what he had before.
Yeah.
And not to use it willy-nilly.
Yep.
And, you know, take his asshole away from him.
Yeah, I see.
Disarm
or,
him.
Or, how's this?
Okay.
Get him a butt plug for every single gift. So, like, we're talking Valentine's Day, birthday,
just
Christmas.
Petty as fuck.
Keep getting him butt plugs. Different colors, though. Like, mix it up. Pink, purple. I mean, you could get ones with little figurines, you know, like cool little things attached to them. You know, there's a ton of butt plugs you can get. But just keep, so when he'll fart in front of your parents, get him a butt plug in front of his parents.
Yeah.
For his birthday.
Yeah.
And oh, be like, your son
oh, this?
Needs this.
It's because he farts all the fucking time.
All the fucking time. Or fight fire with fire.
Bust back.
When you're having sex with him, get off, turn around, fart on his dick.
He might just look at that and go, all right.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah, yeah. So maybe he's into that, you're saying?
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe she has some,
she
some weird
back,
little fetish.
She
with
looks
this.
Back at him and she's like, burr. He might be like, oh, I never.
Damn it, I've never been more in love with you than I am right now.
I never thought you would. My little fart fig Newton, hit that again.
You're my little fart fairy.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, fart again. He's like poking her stomach. Come on, do it. Do it. Do it. Toot again.
That's the problem, man. You might not be able to fart back because our mans might be into it.
Are you my stinky little princess?
Yeah, you
come
are.
Come on, little stinky.
That's the world.
Come on, little stinker.
He's trying to create a world where they just fart together.
Yeah.
They live in this fucking greenhouse of their own fucking, of their own scent. So it won't work.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone is like, oh, good thing I made breakfast for this one again. Yeah. Nah, I think
this isn't shit. This is farting. It's definitely.
Yeah, this is gas.
It's gas.
This is gas. This is gas.
That's dude. The title. That's the title of this episode. This shit's gas.
This shit's gas. All right, one more. This one is, man, I couldn't even. I don't even know if this is even real. My 23-year-old male girlfriend, 25-year-old female of 8 months, her birthday present. Was a
butt plug.
Was a butt plug.
For the sixth time.
And told me to stop fucking farting. Oh, wait a second. Keep reading this one.
Okay. Of 8 months, birthday present to me was a tattoo of my name and face on her back. I don't really know what to say here, but I'll try my best. I've been together. I can't read this. Can you command plus it a little bit?
You fucking dumb, blind bitch.
I've been together with my GF for a little over 8 months now. We don't live together, but she only lives about a five-minute walk from me. So this is 8 months? I would have described the relationship before this week as pretty slow. Neither of us really wanted any big commitments yet, so outside of date nights, Netflix, and occasional hookups, the relationship has been pretty laid back. That was until last weekend. My birthday was Saturday, and my brother came to town, and we were going to have a small party. I invited Kim, obviously, and she seemed really excited. She claimed she had spent over a month thinking about what to give me after I supervised her with a pretty expensive present for her birthday. I should... Oh, wait. Surprised her. What did I say? Supervised?
Supervised,
oh,
yeah.
He wrote supervised.
Yeah.
I should have picked up something...
I supervised her.
I should have picked up something was off here when she avoided seeing me face-to-face for about a week before the party, but I put it... But I put it down to other things. Well, Saturday comes and we're having a big party... With about 9 people.
Kim
made a big show about getting everyone together because she wanted to give me her present in front of everyone. Well, this is where things got crazy. For my birthday present, Kim got a massive tattoo on her back of my face. Underneath my face, there is text saying, mine forever. This has to be fake.
This can't be real,
the silence
bro.
Was deafening. It didn't help that the tattoo was not even half done.
Oh, my God.
Me and her have been fighting nonstop since then, too.
She is claiming that I completely disrespected her in front of everyone and is now saying I'm some fuckboy who... Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
I mean, this chick is batshit insane.
Oh. I love this top comment. First of all, that ain't even a present. First off, that's not a present.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, before any of this shit.
That ain't even a present.
That's not a present.
That's on like, you.
But yeah. It's that, like, thanks. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah. That's like saying, like, I got
give me a gift card.
I got a nipple piercing in your honor.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Not really.
If your girl gets a nipple piercing of the year, if you're into that.
For your birthday, though? Come on, man. You got to open something up on your birthday.
Well, it's like when a girl, like, gets, like, lingerie for your birthday.
All right, fair. All right. You're right. I'll
but, I mean, I guess tattoos maybe, but not a tattoo of yourself.
Not a mural. A mural of you.
Yeah.
On her fucking, but not a Steve-O ass tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think it was in that style, too?
Oh, had to have been. Yeah, yeah.
It says mine forever, and he's like, hey.
Mine forever, dude.
That's creepy.
The silence was deafening. I can only imagine. It's like, what's it? Everyone's like, oh my God, being all fake. What's it gonna be?
And then you just hear one. Ah! Someone's like, what the fuck?
No, I imagine one girl in the back just goes, oh.
Oh. Oh my God. Nobody disrespected you. You disrespected yourself.
That's crazy, man. Like, literally, that's like on mental illness, love. That's on mental illness.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's rough. 8 months with somebody and it's not even that serious. You're not even living together. And you're gonna get a tattoo of his face?
Bro. What even is the...
Maybe hit a year first. Like, they're not even in the years of dating.
Okay, but okay, all right.
And now she's going to spend 80 years with that on her fucking back.
I mean, let's yes and that. What if, you know, we don't... He said, you know, what if he's got a beautiful ass face? Or, you know, what if the joke here is that this is like... What if she's dating, you know, Red Skull or Gray Skull, you know, the fucking, or the Ghost Rider, you know?
Mm.
You know, what if this is like some comic book shit and we're all getting trolled right now?
Mm.
You know? And we're all like, this is crazy. And it turns out her boyfriend is fucking out of a comic book and it's not real. Black Mirror season 12, episode 4.
But what do you mean?
So
what do you mean we're getting trolled? I mean, we might be, but that's, we've.
This is what she got tattooed on her back. This is her boyfriend. And we're all
that's
like,
a hard fucking tattoo, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
As hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Mine forever underneath.
Yeah.
Hard.
And Red Skull, being the villain that he is like, I cannot have this bitch with a tattoo on her back.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know why I just did weird Trevor Noah right there.
Is he
German, no, South German. African? German, South African, yeah. Sort of? Yeah. I don't know, man. That was a bad bit. No, this is dope.
I'm assuming this is real, which we should assume because that makes these fun.
All right, how do you tell her to take it off?
No, you. I think you just. I mean,
you just excommunicate her.
I think you just ghost her. What other way? How else could you handle this? You're not gonna talk to a person like this reasonably.
Look,
if she's willing to go to that extreme, in this case, in this scenario, I think you just
ghost.
Ghost.
Nah, I think you. I think you hold her hand, you know.
And get even closer with her?
Yeah.
You get see if she'll get another tattoo?
Yeah, you get really close to her. And
babe,
like,
you know what I'd really love?
If you do my whole
face
body.
On your face. What do you think?
Babe, you know what I'd love? If you got a one-to-one tattoo of the front side of my body on the front side of your body.
What if this is 6ix9ine's girlfriend?
He's just posting this shit from prison. We've been together, right? For like 8 months. 8 months now.
I've been in jail longer than we've been together.
I've been in jail longer than we've been together. Who am I? Who am I?
Stewie.
6ix9ine, yes.
Stewie.
I've been in, with the blicky. It's Tom.
Tom!
He's here.
What's up, brother? It's Stewie. It's Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, I'm Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, I'm Stewie.
Get down. Who is
I'm
that?
I'm Stewie and Arnold mixed together.
What's up, Dad?
What's up? We're just filming our awesome podcast.
Yeah, our very cool
podcast.
That's
super for smart people and awesome. Yeah. And really, really.
You walked in on the best segment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can say hi to my pup. Yeah, I'm going to go chill with He's in the crate. Yeah. He might diarrhea on you. Who knows?
Yeah, do it.
Be careful.
Who am I? Obama?
No.
A president, Richard Nixon, Kim Jong-un.
No, that's Stewie as my dog.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
You didn't hear the British in the bark?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh.
A roof.
Man, no. I think you hold her hand. I think you go to the tattoo parlor and you look her in the eye and say, I want that shit off right now. No, you go to the doctor. You say either one of two things.
But why? Why would you want it off? Like, if you're going to break up with her.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you don't want to break up with her.
No, you break up with her.
Yeah, then why wouldn't you want her to have that? That's a funny story. She fucking did it.
No, I think you got to
like,
go.
Listen, there's a woman out there on this earth right now that has a giant tattoo of my face with "Mine Forever" written underneath, and we were together for 8 months.
I just think there's something funny about going back to the artist, and he's like, "What's up, dude?" And I'm like, "That shit was trash, dog."
Yeah,
you didn't get me at all. I want you to try again. I want you to do it again. Do it on her stomach and do it better, because that back shit is awful. Do it again, bro, and like really lean into it. Be upset.
Yeah.
Take part.
Yeah.
Make her be like, maybe this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
You get more into it than she's into it.
Yeah. Okay.
You go over the top.
Oh, and so maybe she then is like, well, he's crazy.
Fucking nutso. You're like, oh, I love. You know what we should do? We should do two of my face.
Yeah.
And we should do one of me happy, one of me sad. Huh?
Yeah.
Let me get my dad's face on your back and then his dad's face. Fuck it.
This is what I'm saying. Fight fire with fire. Yeah. You out crazy them.
Yeah. You get my whole family on your back. That's what I want to see.
Now that's a present.
That's a present, baby.
Happy birthday to me.
And then you ghost her.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, then she's walking around with an Ancestry.com ad on her back. She got to walk that one off for the rest of her life. All right, that made up for the Red Skull bit. Yeah, that Red Skull that was bit good. Was trash. Where?
All right, guys.
What, really? We're there? Are
yeah.
we there? Are we? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Well, if there's anything else, so our new song is out right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is. For everyone listening on Patreon, it'll be out as soon as this episode goes out. And for everyone listening for free, it's already been out for a week. So
yeah.
We hope that you like the music video.
Yeah, we hope you like the music video for sure. Yeah, please like that music video.
Yeah. Please love it.
Please like it.
Please.
It was a lot of work.
And if that's not the best fucking SeatGeek ad,
oh yeah,
you've ever seen, tell me that shit's not better than anything David Dobrik has ever done.
It's not, because I didn't get to win a car. Your SeatGeek ad's stunk because there's no car.
No, I mean, it is kind of true. David Dobrik's SeatGeek ads make you feel really good.
They do.
Ours is just kind of, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, it's just funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. It's kind of like a face tattoo on your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah. I guess I could just kind of ruin the video, though, for people that will be listening on Patreon, but it's okay.
No.
Because they're going to listen to it, but they're going to watch the video anyways.
Yeah, you have to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't tell
them. But I like just dropping these things out of the blue, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. So, yeah, go watch the video tomorrow if you're on Patreon. This is so fucked up. The last minute of our podcast, so I was like, and if you're listening a week later, go back to the clip and be sure to like and subscribe. Yeah. And also, if you're listening today,
yeah,
then it's out.
Yeah. And enjoy.
And enjoy. No, seriously. Let us know what you think about the song, only if you like it. And,
and if you don't, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if you don't like it.
Your opinion sucks and
yeah,
you're bad.
Yeah, and why don't you go ahead and get a face tattoo of us on your back while you're at it. So
yeah.
We'll see you next week.
And if you're a stinky loser programmer boy, please make us.
Yeah, please make that synthesized podcast.
Or get in touch with us. And because.
Yeah, tell us the logistics.
Fine, we'll fucking pay you. Fine. Yeah,
fine, we'll fucking pay you. Fine, dude. You know who could be cool for this? Michael Reeves.
Yeah, but I don't think he. I think that's a pretty specific skill set.
Yeah.
Writing, like, NLP bots that. Especially, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe he'll be able
I'm
to
just
do
saying
it.
He might be interested.
Yeah.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
And I chatted.
Have you ever chatted with him?
Yeah. I talked to him about potentially doing something, but then said sponsor would not go for it.
I see. To kill but he was interested?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, he was definitely down. He's like, yeah, he's like, I like to know. Murphy.
I follow him for sure. I love his videos, man. I think he's
Michael Reeves is...
It appeals to every part of my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it totally... like just hilarious. As an ex-programmer, I'm like, I just follow every... like, I love the shit that he does.
No, he's hilarious and smart as hell. And so, yeah.
Shout out Michael Reeves, man.
Yeah.
Go watch his videos.
Yeah, go fuck with the boy. He just moved into a big gamer house. He's living with some Twitch streamers.
He follows me. Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
Michael Reeves.
But yeah, if you're a little programmer and you want to do some synthesized media for the boys that we could potentially incorporate into something cool, hit us up, man. We'll put together a little scrum. We'll get you a team. We'll get you a product manager.
Jesus, we'll get you hooked up with Jira.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a weekly stand-up meeting over Skype. We'll send you a standing desk.
Yeah,
we'll give you the whole nine, dude.
Yeah,
we'll kit you out just to make this shit comfortable, dude.
Programmer boy.
Yeah, we'll make you a stinky little. You'll never leave that little chair.
Farty little programmer back end boy.
We're gonna get you the double. We're gonna get you the standing desk with the hammock underneath.
Yeah.
Ah, real startup shit.
And you know, I just thought of that fart guy. He brings a new meaning to backend boy.
Yeah, a little backend nasty boy.
Nasty backend boy.
All right, fart fig Newtons.
I guess we'll see you next week. Nothing. TMGpod.com if you want to get merch. And we leave in 2 weeks for London.
Yeah. No. First one is Liverpool.
We're flying to London, though.
Oh, are we?
I think so.
Okay. Liverpool. We'll see you in Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Doing a bit of scaffolding. I'm a scaffolder. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.